just standing there. And I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I kissed you then, and then once again.
Hello, can you hear me? All right, ready. Oh, hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome to Healing with Dr. Daniels on the RBN Network. It is Sunday, July 10th. Woo, time flies. And today's topic is prevent cognitive decline at your health food store. Yep. Hey, not from me, not my headline. This is from the medical industrial complex itself. Latest research by the medical industrial complex says no prescription needed. Reverse Alzheimer's. Cognitive decline is a euphemism for Alzheimer's, for those of you who are not in the know. So today we're going to explore this piece of, I'd say, groundbreaking research. what it means, and of course, so why haven't they told your local doctor? And the answer, of course, is they have. This has been emailed to your doctor, to his inbox, but as always, he's been told to hold off on this, don't rush into it. Let's wait for more research. So let's dive in. So this is from Medscape Family Medicine, and Medscape is the company that has taken charge of the medical dialogue and publication, and it takes publications from reputable journals like the Journal of the American Medical Association, New England Journal of Medicine, British Medical Journal, and so on, and brings newsworthy studies to the doctor's inbox so he can be, stay on top of things. So here we have it. Dietary supplement may prevent cognitive decline. Now again, cognitive, that means the brain's ability to think. Decline means loss of the brain's ability to think. In other words, Alzheimer's. And so this individual has done a fair amount of research, and this is what we get. A dietary supplement containing ingredients commonly found in health food stores appears to prevent the decline in brain structure and function typically seen in Alzheimer's disease. Now, this is key. This is preventing the structural decline of the brain and preventing the decline in function. I mean, for the Alzheimer's drugs, it's news if it prevents either one of those. But these ingredients commonly found in the health food store appear to do both. So this is huge. This is big. These are the results of an animal study. And so, as you know, many drugs are proven effective based on animal studies. So this is certainly a valid look. So in a mouse model of accelerated aging and severe cognitive decline, that means the mouse is normal at birth and progresses to basically being mentally retarded or having severe Alzheimer's, a combination of vitamins and minerals, as well as nutraceuticals, that means food bits, such as beta-carotene, reed carrots, bioflavonoids, reed grapefruit pith, that's that white stuff, cod liver oil, basically liver from the oil from the liver of the codfish, not fermented, by the way, flax seed, this is a food, garlic, another food, and green tea extract. So these things not only maintained brain cell numbers and mass and cognitive function, but also appeared to prevent deterioration of sight and smell. Now, to understand this, how outrageously insulting and ridiculous it is to think that this would not prevent deterioration of sight and smell, if you understand anatomy, then you know that the brain, this is called a brain, gray matter, the way the eyeball is made is it's as if you took a piece of brain and pulled it out through the socket and had it sit right there. That's how the eyeballs are made. So the eyeball is basically just an extrusion of the brain. And smell is two more extrusions of the brain, kind of like flaps that are pulled out through the roof of the nose. So if these foods and supplements are going to preserve the structure and function of brain tissue, then of course it would prevent the deterioration of sight and smell because those tissues are just pieces of the brain. That's all they are. All right, so now you've got that simplified. And so you can see they're posturing themselves to not believe their findings. But that's okay. We're going to focus on what the findings were. So the study was led by Jennifer Lemon, PhD, not MD, PhD. A medical doctor would never have looked at this. They would have known better. But PhD, so we can excuse her. So she's a research associate in the Department of Medical Physics and Applied Radiation Sciences at McMaster University in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. Also, she's not on U.S. soil. So a person with a medical degree in the United States would never have undertaken this research. So she said that she was shocked, along with everybody else. In other words, if I'd known this was going to happen, I wouldn't have done the research. But she was shocked, along with everyone else, that a nutraceutical combination that's considered by most practitioners in the medical field to be either ineffective or harmless can actually have such a profound effect on function. This is shocking. But it happened. So Dr. Lemon told Medscape Medical News that she is nevertheless optimistic that the effects of the supplement will translate into humans. I'll bet it will. One of the main reasons is that the supplement works on fundamental mechanisms that are pretty much ubiquitous, that means everywhere, across any organism that breathes air, essentially. So these mechanisms, which include oxidative stress, that means the oxidative stress, we'll translate this into natural jargon, is caused, of course, by a diet that hasn't got nutrition. So, of course, you're going to address oxidative stress by increasing the quality of nutrition with food like, say, garlic or flaxseed. Inflammation, there goes your parasites. And again, something like garlic would certainly address that. And mitochondrial dysfunction. And our other assortment of herbs listed would address those. Happen in a multitude of species as they get older and are not something that is specifically a human event that has been attempted to be recreated in a mouse model, she noted. And this was published May 20th. In the Environmental and Molecular Mutagenesis Journal. So previous research by the team showed that the supplement extended longevity, that means the mice live longer, and reduced cognitive and age-related physical deterioration. That means that not only did they live longer, but they didn't get Alzheimer's. And so what they did was they got normal mice and transgenic growth hormone mice. To put this in English, they had normal mice, and then they had mice that were genetically altered. And these, the alteration, these genetically altered mice, characterized by aging, that means they got older quickly or showed symptoms of aging quickly, accompanied by severe cognitive decline, as well as long-term oxidative stress, insulin resistance, that means mild diabetes, and other traits. So these mice, genetically altered mice, were a total mess, a health train wreck. So for the study, what they did was they mated heterozygous genetic mice and normal mice to create equal numbers of genetically defective mice and normal mice with a similar genetic background. So the mice were then randomly assigned at weaning, either to receive a liquid form of the supplement every day with the doses of the ingredients adjusted to correspond to the amounts recommended for humans, or they were just left untreated and given a regular diet. So far, so good. So the mice then underwent a series of tests to determine the severity of age-related losses in their ability to move and coordinate their body and in overall coordination. So their brains were examined, that means they were killed and their brains removed, for histologic changes, that means you looked under the microscope, and the degree of apoptosis, that means cell death, and changes in cell counts were assessed. So in other words, XGI actually did this type of research in rats. But they slice and dice everything, and then the cells are looked at under the microscope, and you actually measure the density of cells. And the way you do that is you have a grid overlying the field, and you count the number of nuclei in each square. And that gives you an estimate of cell density, and you can compare that from one group to the other. Okay, so single photon emission computed tomography, that means CAT scan, and positron emission tomography, that means PET scan, were also performed. All right, so they did use some technology here. So the team found that compared with normal mice, untreated genetically defective mice displayed brain cell losses, deterioration of sensory function, that means their smell and their taste and their eyes, and reductions in brain metabolic rate and blood perfusion. In other words, not that much blood was getting to the brain. They were equivalent to those seen in patients with Alzheimer's, that would be humans. So specifically, the mice had greater than a 50% loss at a cellular level, and a 36% reduction in brain mass. These are genetically defective ones. And at least twofold reductions in brain metabolism and blood flow at 12 months. Furthermore, the untreated genetically defective mice had motor and cognitive functions severely compromised. So these were some hurting puppies. In other words, the genetically defective mice who did not receive the supplements. Now, when they got the supplements, the normal mice did not seem to have any change with the supplements. But the genetically defective mice had incredible benefits with these supplements. So the supplement, brain mass and brain cell density were maintained at levels seen in young mice. In other words, the genetically defective mice failed to express their genetic defect. This would be called epigenetics. Brain metabolic activity was comparable to that in normal mice, with no significant difference between the groups. Moreover, the supplement was associated with a twofold increase in brain perfusion in the genetically defective mice. So if the usual genetically defective mice had 50% reduction of brain perfusion, and with the supplements that doubled, that means the perfusion returned to normal. The results also showed that the supplement restored cognitive function in the genetically defective mice and led to significant improvements in motor coordination. Also appeared to reduce anxiety. Interesting. So the team found that the supplement appeared to offset deterioration of visual acuity in these mice, was associated with increases in the thickness of the retinal outer nuclear layer and outer segment. And the genetically defective mice that received the supplement also showed improvements in smelling sensitivity and greater numbers of cells in the olfactory bulb. That's the smelling flap that I explained to you, is actually a piece of the brain that's pulled out through the roof of the nose, in comparison with untreated mice. So in so much as smelling loss is associated with an increased risk of developing severe neurodegenerative conditions, the researchers say these findings suggest that the supplement may be offsetting neurodegeneration throughout the brain, which is what I said before. So because the eyeballs and the nose are just extensions of the brain, we can see that because these supplements improved function in the nose, the eyes, and thought processes, that it's having an effect throughout the brain. Now, of course, this was a limited study, so they didn't measure things that happened throughout the bodies of these mice. So for this doctor who did the research, the findings support the notion. Now, notice how she's downplaying this. This is a notion, like some frivolous fancy. The notion that nutraceuticals are more likely to be effective when taken in combination with other supplements rather than when taken alone as a single supplement. And this is certainly the case, and you would expect it to be the case. I mean, a human being wouldn't live on just a watermelon diet for the rest of his life, or a rice diet. You know, takes a diversity of foods to get the job done. When I started doing natural healing in the 90s, I was really bummed that to heal somebody naturally, you had to get them to drink water, feed them organic food, get them to poop 3 times a day. You know, there's all these things you had to do. And it wasn't just one thing like, bam, write one prescription for one pill, like we've been taught in medical school. And so back to the study. So our criteria for including things in the supplement, when we come back, we'll talk more about the supplement and how they mixed it up.
Do you have have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth, I got Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest. Who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contest and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. And today we're talking about curing cognitive decline at your health food store. Yep, here it is. So here we're going to... Dr. Lemon is going to tell us about how she picked what supplements to use. So typically, because our cells are working in such a complex way that we have many mechanisms that are occurring simultaneously, and when something's going wrong, it's usually knocking everything out of balance. So what she's saying is, when one thing's wrong, it makes everything else go wrong. So now she says, when the level of one particular component is increased in the cells, you tend to also knock everything out of whack. There are a lot of studies that show high doses of single things, like vitamin E, for instance, can create disease or make disease worse. Now, again, if you are familiar with those studies on vitamin E, it's because synthetic vitamin E was used for those studies. And so it was found that when you use natural vitamin E mixed to tocopherols, then you don't have that damage. And she goes on, a lot of this has to do with the fact that cells work optimally when it's balanced. And when you put one thing in, particularly something that is used as an antioxidant, you can turn it into a prooxidant. Again, this is totally nonsense. Worsening free radical production within the cells, she says. Nevertheless, one aspect of the supplement that sets it apart from a novel pharmaceutical agent is that it is not subject to the same degree of intellectual property protection. Because It is comprised of nutraceuticals that are available in health food stores. Acknowledging that this will always be a problem here. Now, wait, why is this a problem? If you've discovered a list of foods that can reverse Alzheimer's, then why not just publish the list? So Dr. Lemon says, nope, this is a problem. Although a company has licensed the formulation from McMaster University to commercialize it, it is likely that, should the supplement be shown to have similar effects in humans, people would try to make versions of it. I mean, that's like outlawing making chocolate chip cookies or something because someone else might try and imitate the recipe. This is silliness. There are, however, some very specific things that we've done to try to make it a little more difficult to copy, Dr. Lemon said. So here you've got this discovery. And so now she's saying we want to make it a little less accessible to the public, so they have to go through a very expensive drug company and pay lots of money to the drug company for this. In other words, she implicitly sees it as her job to discover things that would make a profit for drug companies. Specifically, she noted that mice do not have diurnal, that means rhythms that vary with the day, such as those seen in humans. The team has therefore worked on formulating the supplement as two pills, one to be taken in the morning and the other in the evening, or depending on what functions you're trying to protect. And so she says, never fear, we've got ways to booby trap our supplement and so that the public won't be able to imitate it. This research, of course, was funded by the National Sciences and Engineering Research Council of Canada, the Bruce Power Limited Partnership, and the Chemical, Biological, Radiographical, Nuclear, and Explosives Research and Technology Initiative. The authors have disclosed no relevant financial relationships. Well, obviously, the relevant financial relationship is a private interest that funded this research and would like to have a patent result from this. And so this is pretty shocking. And so we have here a set of supplements, basically, that can reverse Alzheimer's. And so what they're saying then is this cannot be shared with the public unless and until a patentable, profitable substance can be made from it. But we don't have to wait. We'll just dig right in here and see exactly what this crew has come up with and see if we can't break it down to exactly what it is that you might go out and buy at your local health food store. And this was done in Canada, which means, of course, all of these materials are available in Canada. Back, talk more about it.
No, please don't go.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices, and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Give such delight.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. So what we're going to do now, then, is we're going to take a look at the supplements that were identified by this study as helpful. So this study is has results that are far more dramatic than any Alzheimer's medication that has been released onto the market. And on top of that, of course, there's no side effects. The mouse is doing, and all the human would have to do, is eat certain foods or food derivatives. So let's take a look. So the first thing that they mention here is a combination of minerals. So minerals, the best mineral supplement I know is Shilajit, S-H-I-L-A-J-I-T, Shilajit. This is just awesome. You just dig it out of the earth in the Himalayan mountains in Russia or India. And the dose is just one little pea size or half a pea size portion. Dissolve in water and drink, or wash it down, and you can do that daily. So they found minerals were helpful, so there's a mineral for you. Now, we should keep a tally of how much these minerals cost. So Shilajit will run you approximately $5 a month. Let's just add this up, $5 a month. What's next on your list? A combination of vitamins. So let's take a look at what vitamins they're mentioning. So beta carotene is a vitamin that they're mentioning. And I took the liberty of looking up how much this stuff costs. So beta carotene, if you buy it online, is $6 an ounce. And an ounce is 30 grams. And so it turns out that 25,000 IUs is somewhere around 15 milligrams. So literally 1 gram would be more than enough for a month. So $6 an ounce, divide 6 by 30, and we have 20 cents a month for your beta carotene. And what else they say? Bioflavonoids, that's the white pith of the grapefruit. For the sake of discussion, we'll just say we're talking about 1 gram of pith. And your average grapefruit got about 40 grams of pith. And depending on where you live, you could probably get a grapefruit for a dollar. So that would be a dollar a month for the white pith in the grapefruit. And we're also going to guess that you could peel your grapefruit. Well, first of all, use a potato peeler and peel off the yellow part. And then you can use a knife, cut off the white part, cut it into little chunks, 30 chunks, and put them in the freezer and take one a day. So there's your bioflavonoids. Cod liver oil is a bit pricier, but it turns out you can get cod liver oil from the river of the cod, the liver rather, of the codfish, and it's $4 a pound from the animal supply store. $4 a pound. And a pound will easily get you through the month. So it's $16 an ounce, which is 2 tablespoons. It's $4 for 16 ounces, which is 2 tablespoons. So 16 times 2 is 32 doses for $4. And so then that's $4 a month. All right. Flaxseed now sells for $3 a pound. And how many pounds of flaxseed will it take to get through a month? Probably 2 pounds of flaxseed. So that would be $6 for the flaxseed. As you can see, that's getting pretty expensive here, right up there with the vitamin A. Garlic is $2 to $5 a pound, and one little clove of garlic is would work. There's about 8 cloves per head, 4 heads per pound, and so 1 pound actually would get you through the month, and that's $5 for the garlic. And we have green tea extract. Couldn't find a good price online for green tea extract. We're going to be generous. We're going to say $10 worth of green tea will get you through the month. And so our total then is $5, $10, $16, $21, $31. So you're looking at $31 in nutraceuticals per month. And these are all retail prices. None of these are wholesale prices. So for $31, that's not a lot of, that's not attractive for a drug company. Usually just one supplement, say a proton pump inhibitor or a antibiotic or a newfangled blood pressure medication would be about $200 a month. So if you're going to cure Alzheimer's for $31 a month, that is a pretty radical thing to do. And so as the author of this study says, this is not the kind of thing we can have people going and doing on their own, so we have to make it appear more complex by telling them they have to take a different pill in the morning from what they take in the evening, telling them they have to check with their doctor, and telling them that this is so complicated they could not possibly understand how to do something like peel and crush a clove of garlic. So that would be the regimen. I would suggest taking those things once a day in the morning because this person does have Alzheimer's. So why have them remember 2 doses? That's not going to work. So that would be the way to circle around it. But what else do you need to know? I mean, here in the study, they don't talk about the cause of Alzheimer's. But in the study, the cause of Alzheimer's is, well, iatrogenic. In other words, it's caused by the medical industrial complex is caused by the scientists themselves. So let's take a look at the drugs that mimic or imitate Alzheimer's disease. Now, this is just the list. Again, this is this is on the internet. You know, this is a short list. This was by James Ellison, MD, medical doctor, MPH, Masters in Public Health, and he works for a healthcare system. And this was published May 2015. And he has a surprisingly short list, but it's pretty complete here. So what drugs mimic or cause you to look like you have Alzheimer's when maybe you don't? So the first class of drugs is medicines that block the effects of acetylcholine. And so the best recognized drugs that are dangerous to the brain are those with anticholinergic properties. This means medications block the effect of acetylcholine, important brain chemical neurotransmitter that becomes less plentiful in the aging brain anyway. And so things that like antidepressants, like tricyclics, like amitriptyline, which is Elavil, antipsychotics, heart medications, antispasmodics, anti-dizziness medications, and anti-Parkinson medications all have anticholinergic effects and therefore create the appearance of Alzheimer's. Unfortunately, these medications also have other, you know, serious issues like dry mouth, dry eyes, constipation, urinary retention, and they cause, of course, confusion, memory disturbance, agitation, and even delirium, like just plain craziness. So medications that block acetylcholine, anxiety and insomnia medications like benzodiazepines, Valium, for example. That was a big one when I was practicing medicine. And so things like lorazepam, Ativan, temazepam, Restoril, these things, a person takes them at night, they go to sleep. Over time, they become confused and they are diagnosed or perceived to have Alzheimer's when really all they have is medication side effects. Corticosteroids. Steroids like prednisone or any of its derivatives cause Alzheimer's and confusion. And this is so prevalent, they actually have a disease named for it. It's called steroid psychosis, and that's how prevalent it is. So it can be life-saving when prescribed appropriately. However, they have the capacity to induce delirium, that means craziness, mood changes, or even psychotic symptoms. And prednisone, among the others, has been implicated in cases of clinical symptoms that mimic mental disorders, including Alzheimer's. And then, of course, we have pain medications. And these are very bad, like opium and morphine and codeine. And these deleterious effects or damaging effects on short-term memory have been investigated. They are recognized, but they say these go away when the medicine is stopped. Now, a lot of people who have chronic pain are instructed to take their medication every single day, no matter what. And so for these people, they just become stupid. And, of course, the feeling is, well, we can't stop this medicine because it's helping your pain, which, of course, it really isn't. But the person, meanwhile, is just spiraling downward into just abysmal confusion and an Alzheimer's-type dependent state. And then our favorite, statins. These are cholesterol-lowering statins. And they create mental slowing and memory problems. And the medicines appear to interfere with cognition. That means the ability of the brain to think. And, of course, they say the verdict is still out. But even the Medscape publication itself has published numerous articles indicating that cholesterol medications, usually within 90 days of being prescribed, result in a very young person having senior moments. Yes, senior moments. And so statins are a serious hazard because they're basically creating Alzheimer's-like symptoms in people who are relatively young, as they say, in their prime. These people are going to work every day. They're, you know, they get responsibilities of being a spouse, being a parent, you know, they're in this part of their life where they have responsibilities and things to do. And so they get Alzheimer's. It's especially devastating, not only for them, but for everyone around them. Next is the impact of aging. Now, this is absolutely totally absurd. that the impact of aging is what causes Alzheimer's. So why is this so absurd? Well, back as recently as 1950, fewer than 6 people a year in the United States died of Alzheimer's. Now, 97,000 Americans every year die of Alzheimer's. So something is going on. And aging is not a reasonable cause of Alzheimer's. Not if it only affected 6 Americans in 1950. Yet now, in 2016, it's not only affecting, but killing over 90,000 Americans. So to say that this is the impact of aging is simply, on the face of it, unscientific, if not outright dishonest. And so what they're saying here, so they're saying the impact of aging. So it's worth noting that the effects of aging on drug action and metabolism help explain how medications that seem safer in younger people can cause Alzheimer's in older people. In other words, aging alone is not going to give anybody Alzheimer's. And that's what people need to understand. You cannot get Alzheimer's just because you pass the big 6-0, or even the big 7-0, or heaven forbid, the big 8-0, or even the big 9-0. You know, something has to happen to trigger the Alzheimer's. And it's, without fail, intoxication or poisoning of some sort. And so this is what you have to look for. Now, the fact that an older person might be more easily affected by the drugs and driven to Alzheimer's in no way relieves the drugs of responsibility. So had the drug not been prescribed, then the person would not have Alzheimer's. So it's not the person's elderly age that's causing the Alzheimer's, it's the drugs. And so they're giving this apology. This is a doctor who still has a license who's writing this. The aging brain has less protective cognitive reserve. And very importantly, the multiple prescribed medications typical for older adults offer many opportunities for drug interactions that can amplify the individual medication's adverse effects. The harmful effects of medications are worsened, too, when alcohol is thrown into the mix. Now, time out. All these old people who were drinking alcohol back in 1950 did not get Alzheimer's. And so they're trying to throw it back on the patient, blame the patient. No, that's not what's going on. So an older person drinking alcohol apparently does not cause Alzheimer's. If it did, you wouldn't see just 6 Alzheimer's deaths in 1950. You'd see a few more than that. So the harmful effects of medications are worsened, too, when alcohol is thrown into the mix. Even a moderate amount of alcohol use can add to the side effects of medications. And again, though, it's the medications, if withdrawn, that would alleviate the Alzheimer's, even if the person chose to continue drinking. Very interesting. And so he gives a nice little summary, but we have a list of drugs. Let me read them. This is his list, not mine. Lorazepam, diazepam, tamazepam, clonazepam. Yes, if it ends in azepam, you get the picture. Then it's an anti-anxiety sleeping pill medication, and it will cause Alzheimer's. Then there's the anticholinergics. There's benzatropine, tolteridine, dicyclamine. This is Bentyl. Bentyl's an old drug. They used to prescribe Bentyl back when I was in medical school. And if you realize that half of all knowledge was false, and another 50% becomes false every 4 years, then Bentyl should not be on this list. Either should Ativan or Valium or Restoril or Klonopin. All these drugs are more than 20 years old. Well, 30 years old. I'm getting old. And anticonvulsants, anti-seizures, like Tegretol, Luminol, and Dilantin. Antidepressants, our favorite. Prozac, Zoloft, Celexa, Lexapro, all of these cause Alzheimer's. Yep. Antihistamines, Benadryl is huge. That one has been incriminated in Alzheimer's tremendously. So if you have relatives on Benadryl, especially relatives that you don't want to change, if you don't want to change your diapers, definitely take them off Benadryl. Clotrimeton, another over-the-counter antihistamine, Zyrtec, that's now over-the-counter, I believe. All of these cause Alzheimer's. Anti-Parkinson drugs, Dopar, Simitril, Tasmar. Blood-thinning drugs like Coumadin. Heart drugs, So blood thinners coming in, Tenormin, beta blocker, low pressor, another beta blocker, all these cause Alzheimer's through different mechanisms. Chemotherapy agents busulfan and cytarabine, these are the two that they recommend, that they mention it causes Alzheimer's, but we know that it's more than this because there's something called chemobrain, where someone who's had chemotherapy becomes forgetful as if they have Alzheimer's. And so rather than saying, oh, the chemotherapy gave the person Alzheimer's, we say, oh, the person's forgetful, he's suffering from chemo brain. And so now it's a status symbol. Oh, yeah, I had my chemotherapy, I have chemo brain. Rather than condemnation.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
FoodForLiberty.com sells high-quality storable foods from Numana. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or an outdoor sports enthusiast, FoodForLiberty.com has your prepackaged single-serve packs or kits for the entire family. Numana is known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, super nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. With a 25-year shelf life, you can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. Right now, FoodForLiberty.com is offering a special gift, a heavy-duty Survivor dry storage box designed for extreme bug-out conditions. This storage box is built to last, includes compass, signaling mirror, and is yours free with a $50 order. Go to FoodForLiberty.com right now and pick up your quality storable foods from Numana. To get the Survivor dry storage box, use promo code LIBERTY. It makes good sense to be prepared. Go to FoodForLiberty.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome to Healing with Dr. Daniels. And tonight's topic is Heal Your Alzheimer's at the Health Food Store. Okay, so we're looking at basically the blog of a licensed medical doctor here, and he's giving quite the list of the drugs as of May 2015, that he believes cause Alzheimer's. And we just got through with the chemotherapy drugs. So what I'm saying about the chemotherapy drugs is that by, instead of calling it Alzheimer's induced by chemotherapy, they've renamed it
chemo brain, which means I took my chemo and survived and beat cancer. But we know that's an illusion because of the screening programs. Many healthy people are labeled with cancer, that the label of cancer, who actually have nothing wrong with them, and they receive chemotherapy and end up harmed by an induced Alzheimer's induced by the chemotherapy. And so by calling it chemo brain, the fact that they've survived cancer is emphasized over the fact that they were severely harmed by this chemotherapy. Then, of course, there's corticosteroids, my favorite, prednisone, cortisone, methylprednisolone. Methylprednisolone is especially insidious because this is what is injected into people's joints for pain. And so this kind of leaks out slowly over time. And so the person develops autoimmune issues and forgetfulness and never trace it or even connect it to that shot they got in their knee maybe a few weeks ago. And then, of course, there's the narcotics, oxycodone, morphine, codeine, and codeine mixed with Tylenol. And then there's the sedatives, such as Nembutal, Meberal. Now, these things are used as sleeping pills, but also as anesthesia agents. So when you go under anesthesia, you're getting pentobarbital or pentothal. And these things can cause Alzheimer's. And there has been a correlation shown between frequency of anesthesia and development of early Alzheimer's. So when the doctor recommends surgery, you have to ask yourself, how many brain cells are you ready to lose? And even if you are going to recover, do you really want to take the, 3 to 18 months to get your IQ back to normal? I don't know. That's an individual, private decision. And, of course, there's the statins, Lipitor, Zocor, Crestor. Okay, we have a question, I believe. Let me check over here. Norm. Hi, Norm. How you doing? Norm still with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Norm, what's your question?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, great. I've been listening to your show since you came on air, and when you were talking about, blood thinners, it kind of caught my attention. Mm-hmm. Because I had a heart attack last December 21st, mm-hmm. and the doctor has me on blood thinners for 1 year because mm-hmm. she said that if I was not on blood thinners for 1 year, that the stent that they put in my heart, that the blood would like form a clot around the stent.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got a little bit concerned when you said something about blood thinners.
And Alzheimer's.
Alzheimer's. So
we have a commercial, so I'll pick it up after the commercial.
I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I could see them. And then once again.
FoodForLiberty.com sells high-quality storable foods from Numana. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or an outdoor sports enthusiast, FoodForLiberty.com has your prepackaged single-serve packs or kits for the entire family. Numana is known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, super nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. With a 25-year shelf life, you can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. Right now, FoodForLiberty.com is offering a special gift, a heavy-duty Survivor dry storage box designed for extreme bug-out conditions. This storage box is built to last, includes compass, signaling mirror, and is yours free with a $50 order. Go to foodforliberty.com right now and pick up your quality storable foods from Numana. To get the Survivor dry storage box, use promo code LIBERTY. It makes good sense to be prepared. Go to foodforliberty.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Dr.